to 5DT's radio show with
Eve,
Rebecca,
Aidan M,
Aidan Wood
and Tom.
The Vikings are famous for sailing huge distances from their home in Scandinavia, between AD 800 and 1066, to raid and plunder.
But they also traded with people from other countries.
The name Viking means pirate raid in the Old Norse language.
Around 500 years before Christopher Columbus discovered the American continent,
Vikings have visited its shores, landing in what is now Canada in around AD 1000.
Among many pagan gods, Vikings believed in Thor, the god of thunder, and Loki, a cheeky mischief maker.
Who could shapeshift to become all different kind of animals?
What a beast.
During our English topic, we have been reading Beowulf. Beowulf, the hero of the Geats, battles the repulsive and evil Grendel, who attacked the Danish Medhol called Heorot and its inhabitants.
We will be talking more about the story of Beowulf later, but the sole manuscript of Beowulf poem dates to C 1000. Handwriting still reveals that it was inscribed by two different people.
Now on to where the Vikings lived, which is hosted by Dylan, Zach, Amelia, Isla and Harry Lee.
So I'm sure you're wondering, where did the Vikings actually come from?
The Vikings were invaders and settlers who came from Scandinavia and travelled by boat as far as North America in West and Central Asia in East from about 700 AD to 1100 AD.
The word Viking meant pirate raid in the Old Norse language that was spoken in Scandinavia around the same period.
The countries that make up Scandinavia are Denmark, Sweden and Norway.
But how did they travel between countries? They sailed in large Viking longboats across the seas and over land sometimes. How can you even move a huge ship over land?
Usually, the slaves and some of the Vikings themselves pushed the big boats on logs over long stretches of land, whilst the higher ranking Vikings sat in the boat. It must have been very hard work.
So why travel in long boats rather than any other mode of transport?
They travelled in long boats because they were the only thing that would get them across water. Long boats could hold lots of the resources and it would have been impossible to walk or ride a horse in the seas.
Wow, what a fact-filled segment. I wonder what is next.
Vicious warriors armed for plunder, invaders so bold, stronger than thunder. Keep safe and hide, they're here for new land. Incredible longships arrive on the sand. Norsemen with helmets and shields to defend. Great fighters with spears and swords with sharp ends. Saxon king, are you ready to take on these men?
It's safe to say that the Anglo-Saxon king certainly wasn't ready for the violence the Vikings were about to inflict upon Lindisfarne. Vikings were fierce warriors who fought using long swords and axes.
These warriors were called berserkers because they went berserk, out of control, and charged fiercely into battle.
They did not need to wear armour for protection when battling, but often they did.
Did you know that Vikings didn't in fact wear horned helmets? That's just what they show in films.
The Viking raid on Lindisfarne, just off the Northumbrian coast, was not the first in England, but it was one of the most brutal.
The Vikings attacked Lindisfarne Monastery, which housed peaceful monks and lots of valuables such as gold.
The monks would never fight against the Vikings, which meant that often their attacks left nothing but devastation.
The Vikings love shiny things so much you could easily liken them to a magpie.
A few years before Lindisfarne, 786 ships of Norman had landed on the coast of Wessex and killed the king's reeve, who had been sent to bring the strangers to the West Saxon court. Let's just say we are glad these fierce warriors are no longer here to steal our money and kill our neighbours.
Due to the barbaric and ruthless way the Vikings thought, the Anglo-Saxon kings were at a loss about how to stop them.
King Ethelred the Unready was laughed at by the others for his cowardice and naivety in regards to stopping the Vikings.
Danegild was a tax set up by King Ethelred, which paid the Vikings to stop attacking the coast of England and go back to Scandinavia.
The Danegild was paid often made up of silver coins that the Vikings loved to steal from churches, houses, monasteries, and wherever they could find it.
It worked at first as the Vikings took the money and went away, but very quickly they realised that the more they attacked, the more they would get paid.
By AD 991, attacks of 3,300 kilograms of silver was collected to pay off the Vikings.
Here's a poem all about Danegild.
It is always a temptation to an armed and agile nation
to call upon a neighbour to say,
"We invaded you last night. We are quite prepared to fight.
Unless you pay us cash to go away." Oh no, it seems the Vikings are coming for another attack.
Everyone run!
Technical difficulties.
While we get back on air in the studio, here are some Viking jokes. Hi, I just ride in from Norway and buy my own arms for Thor. What do Vikings play when they're on a long journey? Cards, because they always have a deck. How did the Vikings send secret messages? Norse code.
Despite being fierce warriors over the time, Vikings came to England and started to settle down and make home for themselves here.
Viking houses were usually called longhouses or huts. They were built with local materials they found, such as wood or stone, but they could also be weighed with blocks of turf in various parts.
Also, some Viking settlements usually ended in loft or tof, and it mostly referred to the plot of land in which the different homes were built.
Many Viking families lived together in a longhouse. It was built from wood or stone and had a thatched or turf roof on top.
Many Vikings worked as farmers. Everything had to be done by hand on a Viking farm, so life was taught. Farmers grew oats, barley and wheat.
After that, farmers would grind up the grain to make flour, porridge and ale. They also planted various vegetables as well and kept animals like cows, sheep, chicken or pigs for various meats and things like milk and cows.
Vikings who invaded Western and Eastern Europe were mainly pagans from the same area as present day, Denmark, Norway and Sweden.
Most of our current days were named after Viking gods such as Thor. Thor's name is used for our current Thursday, and Odin was used for the name Wednesday.
Although it was often seen in many Viking books and movies, Vikings never ever ever wore horned helmets. They usually wore leather helmets without the horns instead.
Breaking news!
The Grendel has been terrorising this tiny town of Herat for 12 winters straight.
There were killings, murderous, bloodthirsty attacks, taunted upon innocent victims.
He was a beast from hell, causing endless misery to the Danes without caring the slightest, and their happy village.
Rumours were spreading around the entire world, every continent of the world.
Every soul knew of these beastly attacks. Every soul, including Beowulf, the prince of the Geats and their beloved warrior.
A Geat told us that he was determined to succeed, determined to conquer the Grendel and help his allies.
Everyone was worried about this upcoming event.
No one yet has been able to defeat this monstrous Helroth beast.
We packed our stuff. It was pretty rushed. We are off to Denmark before dawn.
A local villager has told us that no one actually knew Beowulf had arrived. It took a few hours before the villagers were informed.
We also know that there was a rejoicing party in the streets until 3 a.m.
And now we have some exciting guests in the studio.
Here we have Beowulf himself in the studio with us after he has defeated the barbaric Grostek Grendel.
How do you feel about defeating the Grendel and freeing Herat from peril?
I am grateful for all the praise I am getting from Hrothgar and the villagers. I am also extremely proud of my achievements.
High five.
That's enough for now. Here's the news on the half-dead Grendel's mother. But before that happens, we have invited King Hrothgar in case we die. We have interviewed him.
I'm very thankful for our amazing, stupendous, muscly hero who has saved us from this malevolent, savage beast, Beowulf! Woo!
Thank you.
Unfortunately, this is the end of the interview, so now it's time to bring in the monster's mother, who is full of vengeance after her son has been killed. Step away from the beast.
Be careful. Somehow I have doubts about this.
Can I eat you?
No!
That's probably why I had doubts about this.
Get her out of here!